Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have a special guest on the, that's going to be on here in a second here. Interim coach, head coach of the Temple Owls, who they get ready for on December 27th to play Duke down there in Shreveport, Louisiana. So we got Coach Ed Foley. Coach, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Andrew, is this Andrew? What's up, bud?
No, this is Taz. Andrew's right. Go ahead, Andrew.
What's up, Coach? How are you?
Hey, Andrew, what's going on? Taz, how are you?
Good.
What's going on?
Listen, we appreciate you coming on in a pinch like this, really. I mean, we're playing that sound that from the presser where you, basically in the wrestling business, we call it when you cut a promo.
Yeah.
You did, man, and you kicked ass on it. I mean, I'm sure you're getting a lot of a love and attention for the Temple Owls because of this.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I saw one of the tweets got posted up, and it said, it was a kid from LSU. He said, hey, Coach Foley's coming down here with the team, and he's bringing his intercontinental belt with him.
So
I guess they're like, I'll tell you what, Louisiana's got rabid football fans.
Yeah.
I'm excited about our football team. And if you understand the timing of that, like everything that's going on at Temple, it was like getting down there to Louisiana was just a reprieve for me. And they were like, go get it. So I was like, all right, man, let's go. But we're fired up. We got a good football team.
Yeah.
And we're playing a good football team down there, and we're excited to go.
Now, Coach, did you love Shreveport before this week, or is this a newfound affection for the city?
I never set foot in Shreveport in my life. But when I came over the bridge sitting in the back seat, the second row of a pickup truck, which I'd never done before in my life, and I drove over a bridge, there was a little shack on the right. It said, Gizzards, Po' Boys, Oysters and Philly cheesesteaks. I said, I'm going to love this place now.
Oh, yeah. No. They got good food, man, down there. I wrestled down there years ago. It's definitely awesome. And by the way, anybody down there, we're on the ticket. This show can be heard. CBS Sports Radio, ticket 11:30 down there in Shreveport. We got Coach Ed Foley on here from Temple. And, Coach, you know what? You guys seem like you're locked and loaded, man. You're ready. You're ready for this Blue Devil team, ain't you?
Well, we're coming in on a good streak, and we played good ball at the end of the season. You know, we got healthy, actually, because we had been banged up early. But we have some great stories on our team. We have a couple of kids on defense. One yesterday, a kid from Parsippany Hills there that just got invited to the East-West Shrine game, named Michael Dogby. We got a corner who's a Presbyterian transfer. They dropped football. He comes over with us, this kid, Rocky Sin, playing corner. And now he's going to the Senior Bowl. So imagine that. You're in Presbyterian College. They drop football. We get him on the transfer, and he's got a chance to be drafted really high. So we got a couple of really good defensive players. We got a running back from South Jersey from Millville High School named Raquel Armstead, who rushed for 1,000 yards in 10 games this year. So, you know, we got a lot of really good football players that are getting healthy and are healthier now and are excited to play.
I saw you guys play against early in the year. I think it was against Cincinnati. And you guys won it, I think, 24-17. And you guys definitely, you guys, defensively, you guys fly around, man. I got to tell you, you got these kids fired up.
Yeah, it's not hard. I mean, they love to play. We love our kids. And I mean, it's such a walk in the building every day. They bring you energy. They play with high energy. They're great in the weight room. They attack. And it's great. I mean, the culture of the program right now is really strong. But if you got around our guys, man, they love each other. They love to play. They're always breaking each other's stones. And they make it really fun, but they bring the energy on the field and the care for each other. Once they start, I got your back. I got your back, man. Let's go. I got this one. And it becomes contagious. And
yeah.
That Cincinnati game, man, they were great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Coach, we lose focus now because of the playoff and the New Year's Day games. We lose focus on these games, the one that you're heading towards on the 27th. And we want, you know, sometimes I've even done it too. Like, if I'm, you know, do I want to play one more game, or do I want to just go home and be with my family? But it sounds like you guys are ready to go, and really, you know, they appreciate the chance to just play one more time this year and go out on a high note.
This is a voluntary activity. If you want to go home, go home. If you're getting on the plane to go down to Shreveport, then we're going down there to ball out. That's it. I mean, we're going to play with a bunch of dudes that want to do it, and our guys want to do it. Our young guys have this pride for the seniors. Our seniors have done such a great job. but the seniors are going to play. So we're not worried about, like, somebody coming in the office and being like, you know, I don't know about, you know, this or that. They're, guys are, like, running into the weight room right now, and the young guys want to ball out for them. So, like, the whole culture of the thing is really good. And I told those guys, I was like, guys, you know, if you don't want to do this, the game's after Christmas, man. Just, it's cool. Like, we'll send you the bowl gear. We'll send you the sweatsuit or whatever. But we want to go down there, and we want to go, and let's go. So if you're all in, then let's do it. And the guys have been really fired up so far to do it.
You know, Coach, your energy and your exuberance is infectious, right? So you could just tell the type of guy you are. Like, I've never met you in my life. I might not ever meet you, but I could tell you're a positive guy. My son's a college athlete, a Division I athlete. So, and he plays lacrosse. And his coaches at his school, all three of them, they're similar to you. They're high-energy guys. And the players love those guys. I don't care what sport you're playing, kids, 19, 20, 18, you got to connect to these kids, right? So it seems like one of the main, again, I don't know you that well, but one of the main ways you do that is through your energy and your positivity, correct?
Yeah, but my music too.
All right.
Yeah, we got Meek Mill's right up the street.
Meek Mill in Philly.
You know, guys coming in my office, we do a little Meek. You know, we do a little Philadelphia. Got the new album coming out. So, you know, they got me. So it's a two-way street, right? So they got me listening to some of that stuff, and now we're killing it. We got the music. We got the swag.
Yeah.
You know, we got about 58 different uniforms.
Yeah.
So it's not that hard to flip stuff around. The kids are like, oh, Coach, man, that uniform looks really cool. I'm like, really? I just kind of flipped a couple coins, and we came up with this.
Sounds exactly like when you played at Bucknell years ago. All that stuff happened, right?
Oh yeah, we had orange helmets when I was at Bucknell. We had white jerseys, and we had blue pants.
That's it. Done.
I think when we were at home, we had blue shirts.
There you go.
Now, for those that don't know, Coach is in charge of Temple because Jeff Collins is the new head coach at Georgia Tech. You also were the interim in 2016, Coach. How does this work? I mean, you've got a couple of weeks now where you're in charge. Who knows what the future holds, but, like, what do you do in terms of making things yours, or is it more just kind of finishing off the season the way it began under Jeff?
Hey, do you guys in New York City have, like we have down here in Philly, we have the Phillies Fantasy Week, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
you get to dress up like a Philly and go be the Philly for the week.
Right.
Well, I get to dress up like the head coach, and I get to go be the head coach for the week.
So, cranking Meek Mill.
In my mind, I'm like, I'm going to make all these crazy decisions. But then when you actually have the hat on, it's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
But really, with the culture of our team, the way it is, it's like all we have to do is just kind of continue on with the plan. In fact, the kids were like, Coach, you know, what do you think about the plan? I'm like, well, you guys put the plan together with Coach Collins. Is there anything wrong with it? Let's look at it again. They're like, no, Coach, this is what we want to do. We'll practice here. Here's the curfews. You know, so they help me out. We work on this stuff together. In fact, yesterday morning we have a unity council. We had 25 guys in there. We went over the plan again. We went over a couple issues that we talked about with the team. But we're all in it together, so it makes it really simple to lead the team. But going through that 2016 Military Bowl, it makes this one a lot easier. I really had way better energy at the press conference down there in Shreveport than I did in the Military Bowl in Washington, D.C., because I'd been through it already. I kind of knew what was going on. So the comfort level of doing that, is definitely a factor. Plus, I'll be the all-time Temple head coach appearance leader in bowl games.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Congrats.
That's got to go in the Twitter bio, Coach.
I got to get that on my resume.
You got it. So hey, once the whistle blows, though, Coach, and you play this talented Duke team, like, what's the biggest threat that you feel, without giving too much detail, what these Duke Blue Devils for you?
Well, it's simple. Coach Cutcliffe's a genius. I mean, Coach Cutcliffe and the offense that they run, they got a big quarterback with a big arm. And they run a pro style, like a true pro style offense. In our conference, we got some great offenses. They play really fast. They're an RPO. They're RPO teams. When I say really fast, like, I'm talking about like every 8 seconds. I get tired watching it. You know, like, they're going so fast. The refs can't even get a line. Mm. They can get away with stuff too.
Right.
And now this deal here is an old school, but it's a pro style offense. And they have a good quarterback, and they have receivers that actually run routes and get open. And are really crappy. So stopping them on offenses is going to be the key. And they got some guys. They got a really good linebacker. They got some good players on defense. They're a good football team. We just got to go out there and do what we do.
Got the kid Giles Harris. I think his name is. He's a good linebacker. 44, I think.
He's a good player.
He's a good player. Yeah, I know he is. Yeah.
Coach, when do you guys actually get to Shreveport and start opening doors for people?
22nd.
The 20th. So how do you handle Christmas? What are you guys going to do?
Well, what we're doing for Christmas is I'm going to have one of our GAs, who is probably 6'1", maybe 350 pounds.
There it is.
Dress up like Santa.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a bunch of elves. I haven't figured this out yet, so this is just a work in progress. Bring the kids Christmas presents at the Christmas dinner.
Right.
And make a big party out of it. Because we have to be down there for Christmas. We'll have practice earlier that day. But we're going to have a lot of fun with it, and we're going to spend Christmas down there. Now, we are going to give them what we decided to do, and this was done before I got the job, was let those guys have a break before Christmas. So when their finals are over on the 18th, they're going to be off till the 22nd. So they got a four-day window there to go home and spend some time with their families.
That's good. I guess while at home, you want to make sure they're doing the right thing. Nobody's getting in trouble. Everybody's training. Have time with your family, but do the right thing, right? You got to. That's the tough thing, right? When you're dealing with kids this age, you want to keep them focused.
I'd love you to come to our locker room because they you'll love our guys. Like I trust them.
Okay, good.
Like that's I really good. Trust them, and I love them. And it didn't happen overnight. I mean, it was 4, 5, 6 years into it. I've been here 11 years now.
Yeah.
But the culture of the team takes care of that, and it's they understand. Here's where the trust. If the trust wears out, they know that if they do something, somebody were to go home and get arrested, they're out.
Right, right.
And the rest of the team would tell them they're out before I did. So
yeah.
I'm not really worried about our kids doing anything wrong over that break. I think they're going to go home and they're going to refresh. They're going to spend time with their families. And they're going to come back ready to kill somebody.
Awesome.
Well, Coach, on a personal note, amazing to talk to you this morning. And thanks to you and Coach Kloss and everybody else who got Fordham football going back in the right direction back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and the program has kept going since then. So my personal thanks to you for being a part of that.
Appreciate you guys for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.